Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Curtis Wayne Early, a longtime friends of the show, and I thought it was about, you know, a good time for them to meet each other since they do a lot of great music, inspiring people to live their lives right according to God. And my friend Larry Neal is assistant pastor at Oakley Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Ashford, Alabama, and president of Christian Education for the Rural District Baptist Association. G. Wright is not in right now. We waiting on him. Like I said, you know how black people are. They don't call on time. But we gonna start this thing off for real. My boy Curtis is in here, and he's been in here before. So, Curtis, how have you been since the last time we talked to you, man?
Blessed, man. The ministry's going, growing. Getting a little more hookups with people with influence, and it's kind of nice for the doors that God is opening for me. It's awesome to see him move. So I'm just going to sit back and ride this thing till it pops. So we good.
Hey, what got you interested in doing music? I know I asked you, how many times you been on the show? About 100, man. But I know I asked you 100 times how you got started. I just want you to tell the story again for the new listeners that haven't heard you. How did you get started?
I'm not sure if we ever, you know, have asked me that question directly, but it's always been a part of my family's history. My grandfather was actually the original bass singer for the Brooklyn All-Stars. When they cut their very first album, the very first song, he, you know, not to put a damper on everybody, but after they cut their very first song, the producer told them that he wanted them to redo some things. And this is before the first album was ever released. And he said, I wanted to come down to Charlotte and spend some time with my grandson, and then we'll come back and do it. He unfortunately was killed in a car accident, so he was never a part of the actual performing group. But that seems to just filter down through the gene pool there, because my mother pushed me to sing, and you know, doing the whole little family concerts in the kitchen, and it was on in the kitchen.
I can tell you. They make you greens and cornbread, and you sing it. And they sing it.
That's blue. But from then on, it was, you know, the musical thing never stopped. I started playing in, you know, the elementary school and junior high and high school bands. And we actually started a little band together, me and the other. I think we were all maybe, gosh, 12 years old, 13, traveling from school to school around Charlotte, man. I'm playing for different events. We you know, performing peewees, and, you know, it never stopped. It's like God planted that seed in my spirit, and it has never stopped. I remember having dreams at probably 3-4 years old of dancing on stage. So God put that seed in me. It has never stopped. It's something that, you know, you get attacked and want to walk away from, but the music always plays in my spirit, so I have nowhere to go. So I'm always going to be doing this.
Well, when you sent me this song, it's Jesus, the Amen song. This is the first one I wanted to play. Bro, like I always say, I haven't listened to any of the songs, but I sure enough wanted to play it when I seen the title, so you explain it.
Okay, well, to start this off, we stopped calling it gospel music per se, because when people hear the term gospel music, they want to hear a particular sound. They expect to hear what they're accustomed to. They expect to hear choirs. They expect to hear, you know, that 12-8 time signature, that doom-dum-doom-dum, you know, and it's none of that.
Right.
It is we started calling it Nouveau Praise because it is an effort to go back to praising God openly. And I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it. I mean, we already jumped out there, so I'm going to keep swimming. Gospel music has started to slide. When artists, like, they're scared to call on God, they're scared to call on Jesus. You know, all these songs about, right, I give my praise to you and thank him and I love you. And it's like, dude, who you love? You know?
Yeah, yeah. The Bible says, the word.
Yeah. The Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So if you don't declare openly who you are singing your praises to, those people that are lost have no idea who you're singing to, you know, because you can get on stage and sing that brighter day all day long. But if they don't understand that you are talking about a relationship with Jesus, the relationship with the Holy Spirit that's brightening your future, somebody might think you're talking about the weather. So,
right,
you know, this song is cut dry, plain and simple. This is what it is, you know. You know, it's a conversation with the audience, and I love doing this song live because you get everybody involved, and it's just a question and answer, you know, because amen means so be it or I agree, and so we start asking the audience questions, you know, do you agree that Jesus died for you and me? And they respond with that amen. So that's what this song is all about. It's a cut and dried, in your face, let's stop with the bull and tell everybody it was real. That's an important praise.
It's Jesus, the Amen song. Curtis Wayne Hurley in the place, and also Larry Neal in the house. We're going to rip it.
Died for you and me, his blood washed away our sin. And we agree that he was risen from the grave, and he's coming back again.
Amen.
Do we agree that he is God sent to this world, sent to break the devil's word? Then we agree that he is Lord, Savior of all, the Son of God come down to earth.
Amen. We have to know we have it. How this all began, it was his tales and lies that led to the fallen man. God sent us a sacrifice to the torment that you displayed, and no matter what the liars
God to set the captives free. The one who is, who was, and is to be, yeah. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Take a look at what's happening around you. Every day it gets worse. Just imagine how hard it would be for us if we didn't have God's word. But we can glory in the truth of God's love. He sent His Son to pay the price. And because Jesus died to save us, we can have eternal life. Oh,
to know we have an enemy. That's how this all began. It was His pills and lies that led to the fall of man. But God sent us the sacrifice to show that He dragged you His place. And no matter what the liar say,
we meet him at the crossroads, them lost souls. Your life is in a chokehold, but God knows where the wind blows. Corner one knows it's crazy to think maybe He never died. We're on the cross for you and I, your bloody sacrifice. He's there if you need Him. Just look, you can see Him. J. Christ, the only one who got the keys to your freedom. Yet some don't believe Him. The fisher of men, now praise Him. Now everybody say, say.
Amen. You have to know we haven't met a man. That's how this all began. It was His health, His life that led to the fallen man. But God sent us a sacrifice to restore man back to His place. And no matter what the liar say, you want the kingdom of heaven. There's only one way.
Son of the only living God, you'll say. The one who died to set the captives free. The one who is, who was, and is to be. Yeah, yeah. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Son of the only living God, you see.
It's Jesus.
The one who died to set the captives free, yeah.
It's Jesus.
The one who is, who was, and is to be.
It's Jesus.
He said, no man comes to the Father but by me.
But by
it's
me.
Jesus. By me. By me.
Amen.
No man comes to the Father but by me.
Amen.
It's Jesus, the Amen song. That's Curtis Wayne Hurley in the house. Man, hey, it's a different kind of music, and I still, but I already know your silky smooth voice come through. Let me know I can rock to it. But I mean, seriously, who came up with the music and the concept, though?
God gave me everything, dude. With this song, I was working on a play. I mean, because I write plays too, and we were, you know, I write all my plays are musicals. I don't do plays like, you know, the typical black musical where, you know, you have acting for a couple seconds and then, you know, there's a song and then there's a new scene and all of that. The music is always interwoven into the performance, and this was part of one of the songs. It was just, you know, it started in the middle of how people communicated with each other. It was called What If Rap Ruled the World. That was the name of this play, and it was parents dealing with premarital sex and relationships with their young children, And she was saying to her daughter, you know, she would rap to her daughter and had the audience responding and amen. And that thing just stayed with me. It was like, you know, that was a cute little 30-second track, and I was like, yeah, that's nice. And it continued to grow. It just would not go away. So I started listening to it again, and as I listened to it, that whole amen thing, it just continued to grow. Let's tell somebody what's real. And I got my boy, his name's Andrew Robinson, to play some guitar for me. I got my other boy, Wayne Poole, to play some bass, live bass, and, you know, I did everything else, all the vocals,
I loved it. G. Wright is also in the house. And fellas, say hello to G. Wright. G. Wright, this is Larry Neal in here, and also Curtis Wayne Hurley.
Good evening. How you guys doing?
Good.
How you guys doing? I came on the last tail end of that. It sounded good.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Larry.
Definitely.
I want to hear Larry's opinion on this.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
On that song, the only completeness to add to it is amen. I like to say this. And I say that about good ministry. Go ahead,
Kirk.
The whole thing about it, it's a different vibe. It doesn't sound like your typical gospel, but the whole thing about what we call in the Nouveau Praise movement is we're taking people on a musical journey. Let's go someplace with this. Let's give people some real information, something they can use in their prayer time, something they can use in their life rather than, you know, God is good, you know. that's great.
Right.
And so, my rent's due. God is good, yeah, but you know, well, where am I going to get the power? Where's my prayer coming from? Where's that sincere word that I can say, well, you know, God has everything I want, and I can get it through Jesus, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to stop preaching. Let me calm down.
G-Wright, I wanted G-Wright to come in here and meet you, Curtis, because I've had you guys on the show numerous times, but never together. G-Wright lives in D.C. He used to live down here in Atlanta. That's where I met him. And he was on my old radio show, what, about 10 years back, G-Wright?
Yeah.
It's a long time, bro. And then he had a radio show on AM down here in Atlanta, and he invited me to come through, and they played some of my music on that show. And we've been doing Blog Talk for the last, because he's got a Blog Talk show as well. Which I know he's going to plug in a minute.
No, he's trying to clown on me, but he's the one who taught me that, all right?
But you right. Explain your music as far as how you put your thing down now, because you're doing your own music now, right? You've been
doing it before,
but you're actually recording it.
Yeah. You know, one thing that Jay-Z would always tell me, he would always say, you know, cat, you got to get your own stuff. You got to do your stuff at home. But eventually, you know, I was producing music in other people's studios. And then through just got down on faith and just go ahead and buying the things I need, the software, you know, mm-hmm. I'm recording things at my house.
Amen.
And producing it and producing it on my laptop. So that cuts me having to go to steal time for recording and producing it in other people's. So I can
right.
do it. I have my own studio now. So that's what I'm doing now.
And any time you get an idea, you can just go walk right in your room and put it down. So I've been telling them that for years. that's how we do it. Go ahead.
Yep. So that's, you know, so it feels great because I don't have to pay anyone else for your time. You know, just go ahead and get the idea. Go ahead and play it. Go ahead and start putting the things together. If I need something, I can call and say, hey, can you do this track for me? Can you do this? Can you play this for me? Here it is. So I'm really enjoying it.
The song Gotta Pray. Explain that song, G, right, before I rip it.
Okay. Gotta Pray, you know, sometimes we expect things to happen but we don't want to do, we don't put the time in. We don't want to actually do the action. Sometimes you just got to pray until you get a breakthrough. You just got to pray, praise God, thank God for what he's doing, but you got to pray.
That's right.
Right.
You know?
And here it is. Here it is. This is G. Wright. Got to pray.
This is serious.
You gotta pray, 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 you gotta pray.
Deep inside, wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah,
things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray. God, I really hear you. God, I really loves you. His word is true. God's blessings for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe. Oh yeah.
You gotta pray. To pray.
Our Father who art in heaven,
God really hears you. God really loves you. His word is true. God's blessing for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe.
Right. GAZP on Blog Talk Radio. G, love the song, man. You did everything
Thank
on it, right?
Yeah.
That's one I never heard.
Yeah, I did everything on that one.
Yeah, that's really good, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Hey,
but TAZ. Yes. Yeah, on both of these, being me, being a minister, preacher, and pastor or orator of the word, both of these messages that have come forward from Curtis Worley and G. Wright, these are things that we use in ministry first to reiterate the word or to introduce the word, like you would do on an album. You may have an intro and an outro, but both of those in there to tell people and to further what we're trying to orate, and that's Jesus Christ and him, his whole message of, from birth all the way to his death on the cross. And both messages and the songs that are given have done the same thing. And we need that in our influence by our children is mainly because with the rap exposure that the genre has given, especially with G. Wright there, that opens the view of our traditional gospel as it's come now to this wave. It opens it for the children. And nothing like the gospel message, yes, but when the music is out there to tell them more so, so they'll listen to beats and all those things much more so than they will, you know, what we do when we get on the microphone and speak. In fact, a lot of times they don't get a chance to hear that music. They may not come to the church.
Right, right.
And when they do come to the church, that music will sustain them during the week while they're out. You can't go without it. Good job, both of you.
Thanks so much.
So, G. Wright and Curtis, I want to ask y'all, what do y'all feel about the state of gospel music now? I mean, is it too commercialized, or are there some real good gospel singers out there that's actually bringing the message and actually, you know, filling people's hearts up? You know what I'm saying? So I'll go with Curtis first, and then G. Wright, you answer.
To be honest with you, what we are hearing now are gospel musicians and vocalists with powerful instruments. They have powerful voices. They got, you know, years upon years of training on their instruments, and they're monsters on the performance. But what they're bringing across is stuff that can cross over to the other side and make money. But what the substance of the entire thing, the Jesus, is missing. And it isn't all of them, but the most powerful ones, the ones you hear the most, are giving us fluff. And it's stuff that you can't pray with. It's stuff, I mean, you'll get a good sweat, you'll get a good dance on, and it'll make you feel good for a few minutes. But, you know, there's nothing in that song that you can take back and fix your broken marriage. There's nothing in that song that you can take back and fix your broken heart. There's nothing in the song that can speak to your finances, speak to, you know, the damaged relationships, the darkness that's surrounding you. These things that people don't address, they want to appeal to emotionalism. If I hear one more storm song from a guy, I think I'm gonna jump out a window, man. It's just, is it raining that bad, God?
Stay in your seat, bro. Stay in your seat, bro. G-Dike, how you feel about this?
You know, I agree with them. You know, it's funny about hearing people say fluff. I heard one of my friends, he's a vocalist, and he's an artist, and he put on something on Facebook that if he hears another ooh or ah with no other ad-libs, he's done. You know, I think that I think people fall in love with their own voices and what they can do.
Yes, sir.
They're forgetting about the message. Now, I was almost in R&B. God called me. I left a recording contract. And at the time, I started to get the writing, songwriting had started. And I'd gone away from, you know, not gone away, but we had decided to come and argue R&B instead of gospel. And I was like maybe 20 or so. And I'm getting off such a little bit, but I'm just giving, I'll make it real quick. Basically what happened is that God called me and I left the contract, recording contract, everything. Everything we worked for to do gospel music. And I never expected that when I started writing and then playing and then producing music, that my music would come off as like crossover. But it's the message. It's the message of trying to give people hope. because sure. People need to know they're not alone. So I feel that when it comes to gospel music today, I agree with everything he said, and I also add that I think that people have fallen in love with their with what they can do,
mm-hmm.
and they forgot the message. Instead of focusing on what message can convey, they focus on. I mean, you have to focus on image and everything. Those that is, you know, you don't want to go out looking a mess singing gospel music. When I say that, I mean, you want to give your best. We should always want to give our best, but that shouldn't be the end all within all. The message of Jesus Christ needs to be the most important thing that we're conveying. So the state of gospel music today is a state, I'm going to say a limbo. There are some good artists who are coming out who really are bringing worship and really worshiping. You look at the greats like the Winans. I love the Winans. The Clark Sisters. You know what these people are standing for, and their music is still crossover, but people respect them.
One of my friends, Marlo Moore, who's down here in Atlanta, I would suggest y'all listen to her. Woo! That girl can blow. Her name is Marlo Moore, and I think you might have heard her before.
She's been on my show a few times. Yeah.
She's a bad girl, bad lady. So I would suggest y'all listen to her name again. It's Marlo Moore. What I'll do is I'll hit y'all all up on Facebook so y'all can be friends with her and go check her out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I would love that. Can I throw one other thing?
So what now?
Can I throw one more thing in?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just real quick. One of the things that my pastor threw at me was talking about when you step away from spending time in the presence of God, praying, worshiping, reading, you get on stage and you sing under your own power. You know, and you sound good. You sound good. You look good. And you present yourself well. But if you're not spending time in the presence of God, people who are spiritually sensitive can tell the difference. You're not saying it. You're out there by yourself. When you spend time in prayer, spend time in worship, spend time reading that word, you step on that with a host of angels and the Holy Spirit pouring through you. That changes the atmosphere. That changes people. And that's what we are trying to do here.
Yeah,
correct. The song, One True Miracle. The song, Curtis, One True Miracle.
Yeah.
You can explain that before.
Well,
I kind of got it through the title, but I want you to elaborate.
The only one true miracle is love. And working with some other artists and working with the producers that I did work with on this particular song, he challenged me to let's say what's real and what's going to move people. And this song is about Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the love chapter, and talking about the only one true miracle in life is love, because love is what, you know, made God send his son down here to sacrifice and suffer the way he did for us. Otherwise, we'd just be all cursed beings, and that'd be the end of it. But that one thing right there, the one true miracle of love, that's the thing that preserves us all, and that's where we came at with this song. We'll get started. Beautiful artist, good friend of mine, Sandra Rubio.
Here we go, one true miracle.
Oh, relax, I ain't gonna preach at you. Y'all silly. But I do want to hit you with something real for a second. You see, people throw the word love around a lot. And most of them don't know what love truly means or how powerful love really is. I just want to give you something to think about. I still believe in miracles and the impossible. In the good that lives in us, and I still believe in peace and trust, that there's still hope for us. The human spirit is alive. Oh,
there's only one true miracle,
and it's in all of us.
It's love.
It's love.
It's love.
Talking about love here, and I mean true love. True love is patient. True love is kind. It's not jealous. It doesn't boast. True love isn't proud. True love doesn't dishonor others. True love is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of past wrongs. Love, true love, does not delight in you. True love rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. So love, true love, never fails.
There's only one true.
Only one true.
One True Miracle, Curtis Wayne Hurley. You wanted to preach on that, didn't you, Kurt? I could feel it oozing up out of you. I could feel it oozing up out of you, guys. I was like, he can make Turner Shirley Caesar on us, eh?
That's good. That was a good one. I like that.
Larry Neal, what do you think about that song?
Now that told a good story, a real story, because that's one thing we don't share enough of is true love. And just like the other passage that you played earlier, this is such a great message that we need to carry from community to community, person to person, heart to heart. And that's the one thing we usually leave out. And much like the commercialization of the music that we were talking about just a few moments ago, we're getting so commercialized to where we're not getting conformalized. We're not forming our people, our children, our families, our communities. And if you just put into action the very lyrics that we've used here in these songs, if we just put that out, preachers will have an easy time almost, to let me say that. But we all have functions and jobs, but these songs would help so much more. And if we could get the commercialization, not necessarily to stop, because everybody has their own place, but if we could get it to take on these same roles that you guys are putting together here, it would be so much better. And I have a daughter and daughter that writes music, and this is one key thing that me and my wife push into her, is to make sure your music has God's message, and it'll go further. And what Curtis was talking about earlier was the anointing. What we see in music when people go out and just sing, we just hear music. But when they're in tune with God and have a close relationship with God, we hear and feel the anointing of them. And that's what he was explaining to us.
Yeah. And that you can tell in a lot of artist songs, whether they have the anointing or not. You can feel it. And you can feel that they're real within the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
G. Wright, we back to you again. Sir, the song, I'll Trust in You. I've heard it before, but I want you to explain it to the people.
Okay. I'll Trust in You is basically just saying, you know, it's basically you making a statement to God saying, you know what, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to trust in you. You know, I think definitely as I've gotten older, and you just start to reflect on everything, you know, as I've started to reflect on everything that I've gone through, you know, saying, you know, God, yes, I'm at peace no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm dealing with, no matter what might come my way, because I'll trust in you. I'm saying it. This is a continual thing. I'll trust in you. So that's what this song is basically about.
Now, on the real, I'm looking at this song. It's only 33 seconds on my board. So that means you didn't send me the whole track. So I'll go to Like Jesus Can. Give another message on that one. That and that's what Curtis was talking about. Put Jesus in yourself. and the title is Like Jesus Can. That's exactly what you were talking about at the beginning. Am I right, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
Someone can do it like Jesus can. That's self-explanatory, right?
That's very self-explanatory. This is G-Right, Like Jesus Can. With the vocal thing, didn't you? doing your best Phil Bailey.
Yeah, let's say this. You know, I don't play around like that. And actually, some guys out of Atlanta, we co-produced it together. They're like, we know you can do this. So it took me a different route than what I normally do. It took me out of my comfort zone, what I do in my backgrounds that I don't generally do in my league. But, so it's like help me get out of my comfort zone. I don't necessarily do the exact same thing every time on every project. So it's something different.
Curtis, what do you think about that track?
Well, you come from a different place. I think the track is stellar, man. It's just, I love story songs, the songs that take you places. You can just relax and listen to it and flow to where the message is taking you, and it's awesome, man. I love the track. You got the stuff available online, so I can grab me a couple copies of it.
Oh, yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on iTunes. Just look for G-Ray.
Check it out. Definitely going to check that out.
G-Ray on iTunes.
Yes, it's on G-Wright. It's under G-Wright on iTunes. And there's on my website at gwrightonline.com.
All right. Hey, matter of fact, G-Wright, since you're throwing out the plugs, throw out everything that you got going on and the new project and all that. Matter of fact, ain't I on one of them tracks, G-Wright?
Oh yes. I got TAZ. We did one of those things where he said, send me the track. And I will do my part. So he emailed me a track. And it's kind of, I'm enjoying this new technology, and I'm able to be a part of it. And he sent me a track, and it's called Hallelujah. So that's it's being mixed now, mixed and mastered.
Okay, sweet. Curtis, name what you got else? You got going on too? Your new music album too.
the project is on iTunes as well. It's called Resist under Curtis Wayne Hurley.
I'm checking it out right now. Here we go.
I'm checking it out.
Go on, G-Rock. Go on. You can say G-Rock. I guess he dropped. I don't know.
He's doing it now.
Larry, these two young men, they came through and they do their thing all the time. And they've been, like I said, they've been on the show before. And the only reason I reached out to a lot of people is because of their music. And when I first heard G-Rice singing, I said, "Yo, man, I gotta get that dude on the show." And I first heard Curtis music, I said the same thing. So, your last words about Curtis Wayne Hurley and G-Wright?
The music that they're sending forward is wonderful messages. I truly appreciate them. And even with yourself, I love that you're able to open and give another venue for up-and-coming artists. And some places may not be a place that they can get to. And some of us may not be able to get to. I may not be able to have spoken. So I appreciate you for that. And everyone, just keep up the same good work that you're doing.
Appreciate that.
I look to hear more from you in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to that.
I want to thank Curtis Wayne Hurley for coming in and G. Wright for coming through, doing his thing. I'm going to end this. I'm looking for a track, one of my tracks, a jazz track that me and my cousin did. And we put this thing down, bro. The CD getting ready to come on iTunes, and I guess in the summer. I got to get through going through these knee surgeries. You know what I'm saying?
How you doing, man?
I'm barely walking, dog. I'm serious. If somebody yell fire up in this piece, it's over with. My wife better drag me to the side of the door and roll me, because I'm not gonna make it. I really ain't. I got no speed. I've hardly got balance. So it's gonna be ugly. I'm gonna yell fire. But I want to thank you guys again for coming through. That's Larry Neal, my man. back in Alaska from years gone past, talking about many moons ago. Curtis Wayne Hurley and G. Wright. This is a song called Family. I wrote words to it, but I did the music, and my cousin Chris Jordan, he was on the keyboards, and I did everything else on ATAZP. Again, we will probably be back on next week.
You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G. Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.